out within each business unit in the specific details. But in general, there will be professional support service centers that will have industry expertise, systems integration expertise, network integration expertise, multi-vendor customer services support, either co-located or nearby, to bring those resources to the account manager. The relationship between those is such that within the accounts business unit, I'm quite intent, and Vincenzo's quite intent, on keeping a separate P&L so that we can understand our systems integration investment and return on that investment. So there is a worldwide systems integration manager. That manager is Sri. Sri is responsible for systems integration on a worldwide basis. In January, we'll be reporting directly to Vincenzo Damiani, running the systems integration business within the accounts business unit. That business has to be competitive. It has to offer its advice and counsel and engineering design and expertise at rates that are competitive in the systems integration industry. And in fact, the rules that you're asking about from each business unit are going to be market-based rules. None of this funny stuff. Market-based rules. What I mean is, talking about the PC business unit, the components division, when they look at the accounts business unit, what they see is their largest value-added reseller. They are to sell their products at the most favorable prices that they would sell to the largest value-added reseller. And it's up to the value-added reseller, in this case, the accounts business unit, to deliver those products and services to the accounts sufficiently cost-effectively from whatever channel, with partners, directly, whatever makes the most sense for that product or service for the customer at a profit. And we can measure the accounts business unit on its profitability. We can measure the account manager and his or her team. And we can measure the systems integration piece. I can measure the components division. I can measure semiconductor operations. Each piece, each one has to stand alone in a sense, and it has to behave according to the reality of the marketplace. Is that helpful? Thank you. Other questions? Yes.
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
I'm Evelina Jonsson. I'm in communication. My question is about the employee survey. What has happened with it and what is the actions?
That's a very good question. I'm glad you brought that up because I would have forgot to talk about it. At the last meeting, I did talk about it a little bit. The reason for that employee survey was to find out what is on everybody's mind on a worldwide basis and look for some common themes. And as you may remember in the DVN I did last, we were talking about one theme was very clear. Our employees on a worldwide basis are willing to do more. But management at all levels is not asking enough of the employees and not making it clear enough what the real objectives are. That was very clear, and that was a very valuable learning for me. You also learned some other things. You learned that morale is not as high as we'd like it to be, but I don't expect it would be high halfway through the reconstruction of the company. I don't expect it to be high. You also, though, can find some things. Well, why isn't it high? What's the issue? Most of this has to do with communication. It has to do with many people feel that their management doesn't provide them enough information about what's going on in the company. What is their career path? How are they going to continue to improve their skills? How are they going to continue to improve the value added to the customer? And so that's a management problem. That was very valuable to learn. That helps me then challenge my direct reports on what are you doing about it. Now, the other issue for me was that as we continue to take these surveys over time, I will get engineering quality data as to are we making progress? Are we addressing the issues that are on the minds of our employees effectively? And so this is going to be an ongoing program for me to make sure that management is focused on what the employees are concerned about. Now, when I talk about management and employees, I want to be very clear about one thing. We are all employees. We are all on the same team here. I am an employee as everyone else, and I am as accountable as everyone else, if not more so, which is appropriate. It should be that way. We are all on the same team. We have different jobs. When I take the employee survey data, try to make sure that my management team, your management team, our management team is answering the questions that matter to you. And that's what the purpose of that survey is. It doesn't happen overnight, but I can assure you we spent a good deal of money to get it. And it was very interesting that even all the way from, you know, Sweden to China. You had similar points of view about some things. And in other cases, they're quite local, quite different. And those, you look to local management to fix. So when you look going forward as to how I would manage my executives, yes, we're interested in the financial results, of course. We're interested in growing our market share and our customer base. We're interested in the well-being of our employees, and all of it counts. And I need some concrete way to measure that. The survey gives me a way, an empirical way, to measure the management team on how well are they addressing the needs of all employees. Where you get that data on sales and profits, I need some way to get the data at my level to hold them accountable. And they know they're going to be held accountable, and their bonuses will be a reflection of how well they do that job. I've only got time for one more question.
Hello, Bob. My name is Torque Loda from Digital Consulting. Alpha and networked open client server computing, I believe, open tremendous growth possibilities. Please tell how wide and how high are we aiming? If you take wide from the computer room over the network to the end user, if you take high from hardware to software to applications and even strategic consultancy, and using mail backbones, LinkWorks, TeamLinks as an example?
That's a very good question. If you look at the platform strategy, the issue for digital equipment is to have the broadest range of platforms that are popular platforms. So we will have everything from portable devices based on the Intel architecture to desktop and desk side devices to department level servers, both dual and quad configurations. So a complete line, very much modeled on Compaq as an example. So a complete line. This fall we'll be introducing our first digital designed and manufactured for us portable line that will be quite remarkable in terms of its compactness, its lightness, how long the battery lasts, all of the features. It's going to be very dramatic, and that will happen in October, as I recall. By the end of the year, our entire Intel-based line will be refreshed. New stuff, exciting. Overlapping that on the client side at the workstation, our alpha-based architecture, all the way up to mainframes. Can you imagine next year we're going to have a product, symmetric multiprocessing, 12 of those 21 164s. 12 one BIP processors. Unbelievable platform. So beyond supercomputing capability today, all the way down to portables based on the x86 architecture. Span the entire spectrum. You probably noticed, by the way, talking about mainframes and supercomputers and things of that nature, just recently in a transaction per second competition that was audited under a transaction per second certifying body, digital in a AXP cluster of four processors of the, I think, 190 megahertz, possibly the 275s, but I think the 190s, four of them, outperformed the biggest IBM mainframe at 39% less cost. 5% more transactions, 39% less cost. That was with the previous generation of technology. With the new generation, unbelievable. Unbelievable the capability you'll be offering your customers in terms of price performance and in terms of absolute performance. So platforms, the whole range. Operating systems, the major operating systems that customers want to buy. For downsizing from mainframes, primarily OpenVMS because it has what they want. When they really talk about downsizing from a mainframe, they don't want to give up the security, the reliability, the scalability, all of the features, failover capabilities that you have in mainframe type environments, and you have that with OpenVMS and you don't with other operating systems. For many customers, Unix is very strategic. We now have the leading Unix and we're out there with it and it's available on our platforms. We also will do the best job in software of interfacing the Windows market to the Unix user. So we will be able to do that more seamlessly than any other competitor because we're investing to do so. And then finally, of course, Windows NT, which is supported across the entire range from the desktop or portable all the way up to the mainframe class as those become available. So digital will be agnostic with respect to those three operating systems. Now you look at the software that supports your question, the vision, the networking. We need to provide the software that bridges across all of the network operating systems. We do that with Pathworks, and we're adding features to it all the time. PathWorks is our most successful software product. We're selling it at more than 10,000 licenses a week because it solves a problem. If you have PathWorks, then you can integrate the popular network operating systems to any popular client. We have a similar thing for databases with AccessWorks, Database Integrator. This is a software product. Can run on one of our platforms, of course, and be sold as a package. But it would integrate any popular database with any popular client. It solves a problem. The problem that I spoke about, the customers trying to have a heterogeneous environment but behave as if it were homogeneous. That's what we're going to do. We're investing in the frameworks and software that make that possible. Now, this stuff is not shrink wrap. It's not something you just take out of a bubble pack and install. Therefore, you have to have systems integration capability. You have to have people come in with the technical understanding of how do you integrate applications. How do you physically design and implement a network? Call in your network integration specialist to do the physical design after the systems integration specialist do the logical design. Working together. Very few companies can do this problem. Very few. That gives you an overview of the vision. Everybody's important on that value proposition to deliver to the customer. But we can go in there with confidence because we know the quality of our people, the quality of our technology. And we'll continue in the software side to invest in that manner. We will not be investing in vertical applications. This is not the right role for us. We want to be investing in those frameworks that integrate the applications into the network. So as you mentioned, with TeamLinks and LinkWorks, software that provides capabilities that others cannot provide. We'll be investing in object technology and the technology of both hardware and software for mobile computing. So these are the future areas for digital. You look at interactive multimedia, an area of investment. The work we've already done on the internet, providing security gateway access to the internet, sold through the systems integration expertise that we have as a package. We sell it on a server, the software, so you can have a secure gateway onto the internet on our hardware, and we come in there with a 2 or 3 day program to train the customer how to use it. A complete solution to those customers that want to connect to the internet but don't want to lose the security of their data. So these are examples of the things you were asking about, and a rather lengthy answer. You can see I'm kind of excited about it because it's good stuff. This is good stuff. Thank you very much. Nice talking with you. It's nice to see you. Thank you for your question. It's good to see you. It's nice seeing you. Good to see you. I was very pleased with your question. It's a tough question. And I wanted to see if you